It was tricky to keep Hayhengel still in the swirling current. But we backed oars and she slewed around as Leofric peered at the shore. I assumed he was waiting for the other ships to catch up so that we could all land together. But he had seen a spit of muddy sand projecting from the shore and had worked out that if we beached Hayhengel there, then our first men off the prow would not have to face a shield wall composed of 7 Viking crews. The spit was narrow, only wide enough for 3 or 4 men to stand abreast, and a fight there would be between equal numbers.
"It's a good enough place to die, Ursling," he told me, and led me forward.
Alfred hurried behind us.
"Wait," Leofric snapped at the king so savagely that Alfred actually obeyed. "Put her on the spit," Leofric yelled back to the steersman. "Now!"
Ragnar was there. I could see the eagle wing on its pole. And then I saw him, looking so like his father that for a moment I thought I was a boy again.
"Ready, Ursling," Leofric said.
He had assembled his half-dozen best warriors, all of us in the prow, while behind us the bowmen readied to launch their arrows at the Danes, who were hurrying toward the narrow stretch of muddy sand. Then we lurched forward as Hayhengel's bow scraped aground.
"Now!" Leofric shouted, and we jumped overboard into water that came up to our knees, and then we instinctively touched shields, made the wall, and I was gripping Waspsting as the first Danes ran at us. "Kill them!" Leofric shouted, and I thrust the shield forward, and there was a great clash of iron boss on limewood, and an axe whirled overhead, but a man behind me caught it on his shield, and I was stabbing under my shield, bringing the short sword up. But she rammed into a Danish shield. I wrenched her free, stabbed again, and felt a pain in my ankle as a blade sliced through water in boot. Blood swirled in the sea, but I was still standing, and I heaved forward, smelling the Danes, gulls screaming overhead, and more of the Danes were coming. But more of our men were joining us, some up to their waists in the tide. And the front of the battle was a shoving match now, because no one had room to swing a weapon. It was a grunting, cursing shield battle, and Leofric beside me gave a shout, and we heaved up, and they stepped back a half pace, and our arrows slashed over our helmets, and I slammed Waspsting forward, felt her break through leather or mail, twisted her in flesh, pulled her back, pushed with the shield, kept my head down under the rim, pushed again, stabbed again, brute force, stout shield and good steel, nothing else. A man was drowning, blood streaming in the ripples from his twitching body, and I suppose we were shouting, but I never remember much about that. You remember the pushing, the smell, the snarling bearded faces, the anger. And then Kristenlik rammed her bows into the flank of the Danish line, crumpling men into the water, drowning and crushing them. And her crew jumped into the small waves with spears, swords and axes. A third boat arrived. More men landed, and I heard Alfred behind me shouting at us to break their line, to kill them. I was ramming Waspsting down at a man's ankles, jabbing again and again, pushing with the shield. And then he stumbled, and our line surged forward, and he tried to stab up into my groin. But Leofric slammed his axe head down, turning the man's face into a mask of blood and broken teeth.
"Push!"
Leofric yelled, and we heaved at the enemy. And suddenly they were breaking away and running. We had not beaten them. They were not running from our swords and spears, but rather because the rising tide was floating their ships, and they ran to rescue them, and we stumbled after them. Or rather I stumbled, because my right ankle was bleeding and hurting, and we still did not have enough men ashore to overwhelm their crews, and they were hurling themselves on board their ships. But one crew, brave men all, stayed on the sand to hold us back.
"Are you wounded, Ursling?"
Leofric asked me.
"It's nothing." "Stay back," he ordered me.